Changes in the value of consequences also impact classroom teaching and vice versa. For example, the value of peer or teacher attention at any given moment can impact how likely a student is to engage in behavior that produces peer or teacher attention or has in the past. So for example, if they've had lots of access to peer attention that day, the value of it is relatively low. On a day where they've had a lot of access to it, they may be more likely to engage with instruction. But on days when students have been particularly deprived of peer attention, the value is very high. And it may be that no matter how engaging you try to make your instruction, you're going to be dealing with more bids for peer attention through note passing or calling out or making crazy jokes. So think of a day when there's been a long period of time where students take an exam and can't talk to anyone, you might expect for the value of peer attention to be a little higher afterward than usual. The value of escape from work can change based on how hard the work is that's been presented or for how long. So think about the extent to which a task is challenging or frustrating for a student. The higher the challenge or frustration, the higher the value of a break. So students may be more likely to act out in ways that get them sent out of the classroom, for example, if something really threatening in an academic sense is what's about to happen, because it's going to impact the value of escape.